Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you saw a bunch of bundled up folks along Kirkwood Road huddled over large printouts of diagrams, then you witnessed a city committee meeting yesterday. They were scoping out the site of a big development. And if you saw them, then you probably also saw Michael Calhoun standing there. Were you bundled up?
I was bundled up. That's right, Debbie.
Taylor.
They were huddled around plans for Kirkwood Flats. City planner Jonathan Raich, what is that?
So the proposal is it's a six-story mixed-use building with commercial on the first floor and structured parking, and then residential units above that.
The group stood on the sidewalk in front of the UMB bank that would be torn down, and then UMB would move into the new building's ground floor. What are some of the concerns of neighbors?
The overarching themes of that were a concern about the building height and the density. The number of units really seemed to be the concern that would result from traffic, that would result from the number of units.
The dwellers of those 178 apartments would park underground. Altus Properties Managing Director for Development, Josh Udelhoffen, says all the successful luxury projects these days need density to work. He says part of their plan is a public plaza in partnership with the next door Alpine Shop.
That is really designed to help create a nice front entrance to the downtown district and extend what is an urban district to our south to this site. As detailed in the downtown master plan completed and published by the city of Kirkwood.
One committee member asked if on the other side, Tom's service station could also give way for perhaps some better traffic flow.
He's a private landowner. He has private land rights.
Sure.
We asked, he said no, and he subsequently has communicated primarily through his legal counsel.
We'll post renderings of this project on KMOX.com. HOK is the architect.
We are trying to bring something that is of a quality that's quite frankly worthy of Kirkwood.
This project first needs to clear this subcommittee, then planning and zoning, and finally the city council. So still quite a ways to go for Kirkwood Flats.